Billions more for Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The House overwhelmingly approving a new aid package last evening by a vote of 368 to 57.
That $40 billion package also includes, in part, funding for weapons, intelligence support, and defense, as well as $8 billion for the United States to replenish its own equipment that it has sent to this country. Here is the Speaker of the House.
As Putin desperately accelerates his campaign of horror and brutality, Mr. Speaker, horror and brutality in Ukraine, time is of the essence.
This new legislation brings America's support for Ukraine to total $54 billion. That's the largest foreign aid package through Congress in at least two decades.
Fox's Matt Finn in western Ukraine will learn a few hours from now whether inflation eased a little bit last month. The government reports its consumer price index for April this morning. The Biden administration hoping it's less than the March number, which put the inflation rate at a 40-year high. The president Tuesday announcing his latest plan.
He's urging Congress to pass legislation to help with child care costs, build more homes, and raise taxes on the wealthiest. But his plans are getting blasted by members of the GOP, like South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune, who told Fox,
"Stop the out-of-control spending." And I think that's what, you know, do no more harm in his administration right now has no solution except to spend more.
A new Fox poll says the majority of Americans believe inflation's going to stick around for at least another year.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. The Senate scheduled to hold a procedural vote today on the bill that would codify abortion into federal law. No realistic chance of passage, but Senate Majority Leader Schumer wants GOP senators on the record.
100 million women Americans' right to control their own bodies, and they're focused on a leak. Misplaced values.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
For the first time this primary season, Donald Trump's influence has failed. Nebraska Republican voters picking Jim Pillen to run for governor this year. The former president had backed businessman Charles Herbster. In West Virginia's primary Tuesday, two congressional candidates backed by Mr. Trump were victorious. Next Tuesday is Pennsylvania's primary.
The latest Fox News poll finds 22% of Pennsylvania Republican voters support Dr. Mehmet Oz in the GOP Senate primary. But that is just 2 points ahead of Army veteran and hedge fund CEO David McCormick. And coming in with 19% support is Kathy Barnett, an African-American veteran, commentator, and author who once taught corporate finance. The poll also finds 18% are undecided. Dr. Oz has the highest unfavorable rating among the candidates. McCormick supporters are the most likely to change their minds. Polling also shows State Senator Doug Mastriano pulling ahead in the governor's primary. And while he has run a campaign to the right of his rivals, he does not have former President Trump's endorsement yet. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
In Florida, a Hollywood ending to a small plane flight.
Air traffic controllers at the Palm Beach International Airport talked the passenger through the landing, first alerted to the emergency when the passenger got on the radio to report, "My pilot has gone incoherent. I have no idea how to fly the airplane." The air traffic controller locating the Cessna caravan on radar, coaching the man down to the ground for a safe and steady landing. Neither the name name of the hero passenger nor the condition of the pilot have been released. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
He says it's something he's dreamed of since he was a little kid. Angels rookie pitcher Reed Detmers has thrown a no-hitter, beating the Tampa Bay Rays 12-0. NBA Hall of Fame center Bob Lanier has died following a brief illness. To this day, the Detroit Pistons' all-time leading scorer, Bob Lanier, was 73. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.